This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals hope a return to elective surgeries and other procedures will help with their finances. When the COVID crisis hit in March, hospitals shut down the procedures, which are a major source of revenues. They restarted last week, but the Colorado Hospital Association predicts the state's hospitals could lose more than $3 billion by the end of the year. The group's Kara Welch.
This is a significant financial impact on all Colorado hospitals, and it will threaten the survivability of some.
Hospitals are receiving federal relief money, but Welch says the money allotted so far will restore only about a quarter of the losses. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising the sacrifice of an Aurora paramedic who died after getting COVID-19, helping New York's beleaguered emergency response system. Paul Carey was part of the FEMA relief effort.
There's something particularly painful when someone does the right thing. A fellow American comes from across the country to try and help the people of New York City, and while working to save lives here, gives his own life. It's heroic. It's something we honor.
Carey's body was returned to Colorado Sunday. This past weekend saw record warm weather for parts of the state. The National Weather Service says Alamosa hit 79 degrees Sunday. That tied the record high set in 1943, and it makes 8 consecutive days of record high temperatures set or tied in Alamosa. Today's forecast high is 76 degrees in Alamosa with high fire danger this afternoon. Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, its highs today near 70. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.